Some people still have cooks, but not a great many. And we always, oh yes, and there was a washwoman, too.
Uh-huh.
We always had a washwoman, but the wash went out to the washwoman.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had a big basket, and in that big basket on Monday morning we put all the clothes,
mm-hmm.
and then they came back sometime during the week. It was very bad when the week was like this.
Why was that?
Because the clothes didn't always get well. They weren't, somehow or other, they weren't as fresh as they would have been if
uh-huh.
there'd been sunshine.
Mm-hmm. I guess they'd dry them outside.
I guess they didn't. So I guess they had to dry them by the fire sometimes in their homes,
mm-hmm.
which of course would be by a coal fire or a wood fire in a little bit of a room. But anyway, of course now we have a laundry. Everybody sends a,
mm-hmm.
you know, we, that's entirely different. All right.
What if people, when they would refer to that, would they say we're going to have to do the laundry, or would they?
They call it the wash.
Uh-huh.
We never use the word laundry.
Mm-hmm.
The wash. All right, now that's a word for you. That was a common word in every family.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of curious about, I know right within Natchez, you had a lot of the fine homes, you know. Did you have any plantations out in Adams County? Any of the, you know, old houses out from Natchez?
Well, there were some of them out in the, yes, there was, there are some of them out in the county, but the big plantations and the big cotton plantations,
mm-hmm.
the cotton plantations were across the river. A great many of the people, originally, most of the people who were living here in Natchez
mm-hmm.
had their livelihood, really, from plantations over in Louisiana, because the soil over in Louisiana was so much richer than the soil in Mississippi, but it was much more healthy to live in the hills
mm-hmm.
than on the lowland, where malaria, you see,
mm-hmm.
and, was prevalent and so forth. So they had the plantations with the slaves and so forth and so on over
mm-hmm.
in, now of course this is before my time,
mm-hmm.
over in Louisiana, and then the houses, their homes they built over here.
Okay.
Now I'm trying to think of a place in the country where, shall we say, where the place supported the family and Adams County. I can't think of any of these bigger homes connected with the
mm-hmm.
pilgrimage where that was true.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mount Repose, one of the homes I can think of, is out from Natchez, and so is the place where the live. Several of them are not in town.
Mm-hmm. But not really out in the
But they're not really out in the country. Of
mm-hmm.
course, a lot of them were just on the fringe of town, and I doubt if they were in the you know, city proper.
Mm-hmm.
A great many of them, but I can't think of any right now where there was a big plantation.
Mm-hmm. But this that's really interesting.
Well, no, I can't really. I can't say that definitely.
Louisiana was a delta land then, I suppose.
Well, it was a land that was, you see, it was overflowed practically every year,
mm-hmm.
and therefore this rich soil was deposited over there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it was pretty bad when it was overflowed. I mean, there was some loss, I guess, from floods and so forth, but that was where the rich land was.
And the people would just have an overseer?
Oh, yes, they had an overseer. Mm-hmm. Very few of them lived over there, but they, of course, they could go travel there.
Mm-hmm.
But as I say, that was where their living was made, if they were dependent on cotton, and most of them were.
Mm-hmm. Was Natchez very involved in commerce and shipping down the Mississippi? Or?
Well, they had to ship the cotton down the Mississippi River.
Mm-hmm. Or was it like New Orleans is really a?
It wasn't exactly a port.
Mm-hmm.
No, but of course, the ships going down to New Orleans stopped here and picked up cotton. Is that breeze too much on you?
No.
Do you feel a draft?
No.
All right, that's good.
Oh.